Thank you for joining us today on the At the Table podcast, where I strive to encourage and equip you on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. This week on the At the Table podcast, we're going to look at Luke chapter 8 and what Jesus is teaching about in the parable of the four soils. Without further ado, let's get started. Well, hello and welcome to the At the Table podcast. This is Pastor Gary Bush from Grace Community Church, and I'm just so excited that you're listening in today. I'm going to deviate a little bit from my typical path just because this most recent devotional time in my life, I've been reading through the Gospel of Luke, and I love the app Through the Word. If you've never heard of it before, it's a wonderful free app where you can connect. And what's really cool is it's just a journey through the Word of God, and the commentator will just share some brief comments about the text, maybe 7-8 minutes for the chapter for the day. And then we'll go through, and you listen to the chapter then too as well. And I just enjoy this because the commentator does a fantastic job of just highlighting some key points. And I was really drawn to Luke chapter 10 this time reading, listening through the Word. And I thought, you know, there's a couple of really good passages in here, and I have preached on them before, talked about them, but I just really was struck by a couple of things specifically in there. And so I'm going to just take some time to share that with you. But we're going to start by reading Luke chapter 8, and I'm going to start in verse 1. And chapter 8 starts out with this. It says, "After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. The 12 were with him. And some women who had been cured from evil spirits and diseases, Mary, called Magdalene, from the seven demons, had come out, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, the manager of Herod's household, Susanna, and many others. These women were helping to support them out of their own means." Now, I'm just going to pause there for a second. I love the detail that Luke includes in this portion here. And so he mentions Jesus, of course, the 12 disciples, of course, but then these women that were a part of these early disciple group that we read about at various times through the Gospels. But I just love the detail, specifically talking about Joanna, who I had known, but I had missed this detail before, the manager of Herod's household, the wife of Cusa. And, you know, when names are recorded, there's a good reason for that usually. Now, it can be good or bad, but in this case, I think it's interesting that they mention this because this is something you could verify historically. So, and the other aspect to this that just jumps out is these women were helping support them out of their own means. And so I just love this early demonstration of people, women in this case, which would have been extremely countercultural, were supporting the disciples, were supporting Jesus financially and providing in different ways. Just an interesting detail. So just grasp on that for a minute. Picking back up in verse 4, it says, "While a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told a parable." Now, just pause here for again. Now remember, parables were stories. They were made up stories, but they had a religious or a spiritual point to them. So they were told because that was an easier way to relate a spiritual truth to an everyday story, something that the people that were listening would have understood, would have been able to relate to. So we pick this up in Jesus' teaching. He says, "A farmer went out to sow a seed. He was scattering the seed. Some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on the rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seeds fell among the thorns, which grew up, and it was choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop 100 times more than was sown." When he had said this, he called out, "He who has ears, let him hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God have been given to you, but to others I speak in parables, so that though seeing they may not see, though hearing they may not understand. However, this is what they wanted to get to. Verse 11, this is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those among the path are the ones who hear, and when the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but have no root. They believe for a while, but the time of testing, they fall away. The seed that fell along the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. But the seed on good soil stands for those with noble and a good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce a crop. Now, a couple of things stand out to me. I've preached on this passage before, and you know, this is very clearly, you know, Jesus says, listen, the seed is the word of God. We would know this now as like the gospel. We're sharing the good news. And when that is, it's like throwing seed out. Your job as the one sharing the gospel is to share it. And so Jesus is telling them, listen, this is going to happen, and there's really essentially four soils, and really only one of them comes to full saving grace by hearing the word. But my mind goes immediately to two of the examples. So the seed falling on the rocky soil, right? And the seed falling amongst the thorns. Because it says that initially, both of those cases, they hear it and believe it. And even what's interesting to me is that the seed that falls on the rock are ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no roots. So they believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. So let me just comment on that for a minute. There's something that really just jumped off the page, or in this case, off listening to the text this time through, and the commentator pointed this out, was the need and the importance of discipleship. As a pastor, as a follower of Jesus, I realize that if I don't keep in the word, if I don't abide in Jesus, if I don't remain in him, if I don't seek, you know, that out and seek to grow closer to him, the roots are not very deep. And so the reason why this stuck out to me is because it talks about when times get tough or when troubles come. And, you know, I've been preaching through the book of Acts right now at Grace Community Church. And we're in the early portions of Acts, the first six chapters. And we talk a lot about persecution, a lot about trials. And last week I made this comment that, you know, how the apostles who were beaten and flogged for the name of Jesus, for preaching Jesus, and they left rejoicing because they understood that they were taking part in the suffering of following Jesus. They had deep roots. They had been discipled. They had a true, deep, lasting relationship with Jesus. So they understood that regardless of the circumstances, even if they're bad in this earth, they had much to rejoice for. And so in this parable, Jesus is really saying, listen, that this is what happens when you don't go deep, when you don't grow in your relationship with him. The gospel seed is still just as powerful. The gospel is the power to change people's lives. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing that brings true and lasting change. However, it doesn't mean that bad times won't happen. And unless we are rooted deeply in the gospel of Jesus Christ and to God's word, and we've studied this and we've impressed it on our heart, as the Psalms tells us to do, is write it on our heart, memorize it, understand it, grow closer with it. If we don't have deep roots, when troubles come, we are going to wither away. And so this is just a challenge for us as individuals, that our relationship with Christ is a relationship. It's something that's ongoing, and it's a process of growing closer with him, that in the midst of these trials, in the midst of things that happen in our life, it's what brings us closer to Him. And I've said this from the pulpit multiple times, and I truly believe this. It's the times that I've learned the most or grown the most as a follower of Jesus is during those difficult, challenging times when I've realized that I've had to surrender to Him. And by surrendering to Him, I'm able to see the growth that happens in my life. Well, the second type of seed that I want to talk about that falls along the areas where there's thorns and thistles. Now, we all know, as anybody who spent any amount of time in nature growing things, we see that weeds grow everywhere, and they will quickly choke out growth of other things. And so if we have a garden, we have to work to remove these thorns, these thistles, these things that are choking out growth. Well, the seed that fall along the thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the worries, the riches, and the pleasures of this life. And so this is just a reminder to me, as though I'm a follower of Jesus, I've got to be on the lookout for thorns and thistles in my life. I've got to be on the lookout for things that worry, things like riches, things like pleasures of this life that will suck you in and choke out the gospel if we allow it in our life. See, we're not immune as followers of Jesus. While this parable was talking about those that hear it and don't believe, and this is why, I think that the application for us today is that there are worries, riches, and pleasures in our life that at times choke out the joy of following Jesus. And we've got to be on guard for that. We've got to be on the lookout for that. We've got to be anticipating those things possibly being there and asking God to reveal in our heart those things that are pulling us away from Him. Realize that things that pull you away from Jesus aren't always necessarily bad things. They're bad in the sense that they pull you away from Him, but they might not be even a sin per se, in and of themselves. But if they pull you away from your focus on Jesus, then that's when they become a sin in our life. Whether that's worry. How many of you out there are worriers? That's me. I'm raising my hand. Unless you're watching the video on YouTube, you don't see that. But I'm a worrier. I tend to worry about things in the future that aren't even coming up yet that might happen. And I've got to constantly remind myself that no, trust God with the future. I'm borrowing trouble from the future that I don't even need to worry about right now. And God's word is clear that we shouldn't worry. We should trust Him. Now, this doesn't mean we don't plan. This doesn't mean we don't use our brain that He gave us to think through things and plan. It just means that we don't worry, because worry creates a lack of trust. Riches, things in our life that maybe distract us from where God is calling us to be. Again, it doesn't mean we can't have nice things. It doesn't even mean we can't have money. It just means when those things become an idol or a distraction, they have the danger of choking out God's love in our life. And the last thing was pleasures, different sins in our life that kind of grab a hold of us and suck us in and pull us away from Jesus. So I don't know where you're at right now. I don't know if you're listening, and I pray that you do know Jesus. And if you do know Jesus, read this parable just a little bit differently, understanding that Jesus was teaching about spreading the gospel, yes, but He was also in another way telling us the importance of discipleship, growing closer to Him and pulling out the weeds in our life that are distracting us. So I don't know what this speaks to you in your life. Maybe there's something that God's bringing to fruition right now in your brain where He's saying, this is where I'm pressing. Pastor Gary's talking about this. He's pressing in on you. And I pray that if that's you and you need somebody to talk to, that you would reach out through commenting on this podcast or through the contact information that is connected here through our website at gccofalliance.org. You can go to the contact page, and maybe there's something that I can help you with. But I'm encouraging you today that be in God's Word. Spend time with Jesus. You know, in John chapter 15, Jesus says, He is, I am the vine, you are the branches. No one comes to the Father but through me. And the only way to stay connected is through Jesus, through the gospel of Jesus. And we do this by abiding with him. We remain in him. We are in his word. We're praying regularly. We're building healthy relationships of accountability. We're spending time in fellowship at our local church. All of these things build in positive things into our life. So when the worries of this world come around, we can turn to him. So when the weeds of life start choking us out, we can get the help we need to get those things eradicated from our soul today. Well, I hope this message has encouraged and equipped you today as you continue on your journey to know and follow Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 8 in the parable of the soils. Commit to discipleship. Commit to studying God's word. Commit to growing closer to him and always placing our trust in Jesus. So until next time, everybody, have a great day.
You've been listening to the At the Table podcast with Pastor Gary. I hope this episode has left you encouraged and equipped. Pastor Gary is the lead pastor of Grace Community Church in Alliance, Ohio. To learn more about the church, the ministries at the church, or to give to support Grace Community Church, you can follow the links in the show notes or go directly to gccofalliance.org. Have a blessed day.